This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It's Monday, it's May 13th. Thanks so much for being here as we get things going for the week. Hopefully you had a nice weekend. Hopefully all you moms out there had a great Mother's Day weekend. How you doing this morning?
Not bad. It was a really nice, relaxing weekend. How was your Mother's Day? Did you have a good one yesterday?
It was a nice day. My daughter's final volleyball tournament of the season. So I was at the convention center pretty much all weekend and most of the day yesterday. And so they were playing for gold, which we were really excited about. This is the first time they had ever played for gold. And so they won their first game and then they went on and then they ended up losing their second match. So it was a bummer. The day was over for us. So then we went home. I got my Mother's Day nap.
Yes.
Yes. And then we went to dinner last night. So it was a really nice weekend.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice, relaxing Mother's Day for you. And Brooklyn's season is done now then, right?
Her club season.
Okay.
And believe it or not, high school will start before you know it because they start like training and you know, doing camps and stuff like that. So yeah, we'll have a little time off, but I felt so bad. A lot of the girls were crying yesterday, and it's the last time that this particular group is going to be playing together, and they got really close, and so there were a lot of tears. But it was a really good weekend for me. How was your weekend?
You know, it was super nice. We had a friend of ours. She is leaving town, and she's a server at our favorite restaurant, and they had kind of like a going away thing on Friday night. So we went to that, and her and Laura have become really close friends over the past like 4 or 5 years. So Laura's bummed to see her leave town. But that was nice on Friday night. We did that Friday night. And then Saturday night, I was downtown and Saturday afternoon, had lunch with a buddy downtown at a restaurant. Literally 5 hours later, Laura and I were back at the same restaurant having dinner. I found a new spot that we like downtown. So yeah, it was a lot of eating for me this weekend.
Well, that's good, as it should be. I'm glad you guys had a good weekend and a lot going on this week. We've got so much to get to this morning. I can't wait to tell you guys all about it, but let's give you a little teaser on one thing we have. Billie Eilish, her new record, it's coming out on Friday, and we are going to get you into an exclusive listening party that they are doing across the country at AMC Theaters. This is not easy to get your hands on these tickets, and we've got a pair for you coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. You are listening for us to play a Billie Eilish song, and when you hear it, you for sure want to be caller 20, and you will get your hands on those tickets. So we've got a lot of other great things to give away, but let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Cannonball by the Breeders?
On the last splash.
Do you want to hear Miami by Will Smith? Or do you want to hear Safe Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry? Safe Tonight.
Fight the
break of dawn. Come tomorrow.
Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We will count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, how do you get people to leave your home? I think I have a great new way. I tried it over the weekend. It worked like a charm. We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. You pick them.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. You guys, I found the perfect way to get people to leave your home when they are not getting the hint. And it just came to me like a light bulb over my head over the weekend. It was on Saturday night and we had just gotten home from our volleyball tournament. It's like 8:30 p.m. And I knew some friends of my aunt's. They lived here in town, but they're moving to New Mexico. So they are packing up and taking a U-Haul and moving there. And so my aunt, she texts me last week. She's like, hey, my friend so-and-so, who I have met before, they're like, they're moving here. And I have this old recliner that used to be my dad's. And I asked her if she wanted it because there's no room for it in our house and it's been in our garage. And I asked, do you want this recliner that was my dad's? She's like, yes. She's like, can they come over and pick up the recliner? I was like, yes, absolutely. So we're trying to coordinate. I finally said, hey, let's just do a Saturday night when we get back from this volleyball tournament. So by the time they get over, it's like 8:45, 9 o'clock. And I thought it was just going to be like, hi, how are you? Here's the recliner. Okay, goodbye. But they came to the door and they were so sweet and they were like, hello. And they're just standing there. I was like, oh, they want to come in.
They want more than a recliner.
I was like,
huh?
Oh boy. I was like, hi. I go, the recliner's in the garage. Do you guys want to go there? She's like, well, we have a few minutes to visit. I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay. I'm like, oh, great. Well, come on in. So they come in and we're chit chatting in the kitchen and, you know, they start sitting at the kitchen table. I was like, can I offer you guys something to drink? They're like, that'd be great.
Oh,
like,
they accepted the offer.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, how long are they going to be here? We got to wake up early in the morning tomorrow. I'm starting to get like really concerned. I see the look on my husband's face. He's like, who are these people and why are they staying
and this
here?
Is the day after volleyball too. So yeah, now you guys exhausted.
And we have the morning shift the next
great.
Day.
And they're drinking.
So I'm like, oh gosh. So, you know, we actually, it wasn't alcohol. I just offered them water.
Sure. Still, they're sitting down and having a beverage.
So we're talking and they were like setting up shop. I was like, this is not good. And my husband, I can tell, is mad. So I finally go, well, we should take a selfie to send to my aunt before you guys leave. And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like, come on. So we took a selfie. I'm like, oh, that's great. She's going to love it. All right. Well, should we go get the recliner? And they're like, oh, yeah. Okay. And I got him out of the house. Offered to just say this phrase, people. We should take a selfie before you guys leave and then take it. And that just sends the message like, okay, time for you to leave. And you don't have to be rude about it.
Because you're taking a picture. You want to savor the moment in their mind. And there's so many different layers to what you just said. Let's take a selfie. Okay. Everyone's now standing up, getting out of their chairs.
Yes.
And then you drop the little thing before you go. And you just planted that seed of like, oh, maybe we should get going. Selfie's done. They're all turned around and you usher them out.
Yeah, they were already on their feet. So I'm like, this is a perfect way to go out to the garage, get the recliner, put in your U-Haul and get out of here. I was polite about it. It was great. So I'm telling you, I found the new way. Try it. It works. It was amazing.
Would you have done it to try to sit back down after the selfie?
Oh, I would have been like, nope.
Why don't you sit in that recliner that's in the back of your car right now? It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2059.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, May 13th, 6:03. Thank you guys for joining us this morning. Hopefully you had a great weekend. We're back to it. It's Monday. Here we are.
Post Mother's Day Monday. And I was thinking about this, Mercedes, and you really are a cool mom. And I say that in the most positive way possible.
You're not making fun of me like
not
I'm
at
a cool
all.
Mom.
What was that? Mean girl.
Mean
right
girl,
here?
Yeah. No.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
No.
No, you truly are a cool mom. And I think there are so many cool moms out there. Call us right now and tell us what makes your mom cool. 702-364-9400. Obviously, Sunday was Mother's Day. And there was this post talking about, it was like the most mom things moms do. It was a list of these things that, what mom does this? And they were going on talking about, all moms need help with a remote. All moms tell really long stories. It was all moms butt dial or butt text you. And like that happens from time to time, but that is not your typical mom. I think the majority of moms out there are cool moms. They do cool things.
I think those are like moms maybe of a certain age. Like I could see my mom doing some of that stuff. Like my mom definitely needs help with a remote. My mom has been known to butt dial me every once in a while. I think it's some of the moms maybe who aren't as like familiar with technology, stuff like that. And that there's nothing wrong with that. It's just not something you made a priority in your life, you know.
But there are elements that make your mom a cool mom though.
Oh yeah, my mom's cool because I mean she can hang. I'm trying to think, why is my mom cool?
Your mom is she likes her wine, right? Your mom a wine connoisseur?
Well, she doesn't really drink anymore, so that's off the table.
Okay, remove that.
Let me think here. Okay, maybe moms aren't like, maybe not all moms are cool, but they're cool to me. I just think my mom's a cool person because she's a kind person and she's funny. So in my mind, that's why my mom is cool.
Your mom's a very caring person.
Yes, she is very much so is. Let's talk to Lana, who is one of our junior listeners. Lana, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, why is your mom cool?
She rides a motorcycle. She's very pretty, and I love her.
Oh, my gosh. My heart just exploded, Lana. That is so cool. Do you want to be just like your mom when you grow up?
Yeah.
Are you going to learn how to ride a motorcycle?
Probably.
Okay, will you ask her if she can teach me how to ride one, too?
Mom's thinking about it. Mom's thinking about how to talk to you.
She's like, no, she's going
to
spend it on me.
You can get in my sidecar if you want to. We can start a gang. Thank you, Lana, for calling. We've got a lot coming up on the show today. It's Monday, so it's Minden Monday. 7 a.m. Beat Mercedes. We have for you an $800 diamond pendant from Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers when you identify a song faster than Mercedes, and it can be done. Now, up next is what's trending. What do you got for us?
A Las Vegas sports star makes a big announcement over the weekend. Details coming up in what's trending.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is still moving.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Asia Wilson is trending this morning. The two-time WNBA MVP is getting her own Nike shoe. It's going to be called the A1. It's like A apostrophe, like her name, one. The announcement was made on Saturday, right before the Las Vegas Aces preseason game against the Puerto Rican national team at the South Carolina Colonial Life Arena. She arrived at the arena wearing a sweatshirt, and the sweatshirt said, "Of course I have a shoe.com." So everyone goes to that website like, what is this? And there was the announcement right there. The site said, "You thought we'd sleep on an SEC champion, national champion, number one draft pick, five-time all-star, U.S. Olympic gold winner, WNBA Finals MVP, a statue having New York Times bestseller, Time 100 most influential people in 2024, two-time WNBA champion, two-time defensive player of the year, two-time WNBA MVP, and pettiest hooper on the internet? You thought Of course, Asia's got a shoe. So A1, it arrives next year, 2025. She is the 13th WNBA athlete to have a signature shoe. And a lot of people were like, what the heck? Because they announced Caitlin Clark's
That's getting right,
a shoe.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to give her a shoe before Asia? And it's like, no. She's got a shoe. Of course she does. So, yeah, that's coming. The Aces, actually, they beat Puerto Rico pretty handily, 102-50. And Asia scored 27 points with 14 rebounds. I guess they were trying to get preseason games with the other teams in the league, and they wouldn't. There were no takers. So that's why they had to go to the Puerto Rican national team to do it.
And then the ladies, the season starts tomorrow night right here against Phoenix, and they'll be getting their championship rings tomorrow night, their second championship rings tomorrow night before the game. So if you're going, get there a little bit early to see that ring presentation tomorrow night.
It's going to be amazing. And yeah, this team is so good. I was watching some of the game, and man, they just look incredible. They're really gelling. The rookies on the team coming in are really working with them. I heard Kelsey Plum say some really nice things about the rookies. I was unsure like how they would be welcomed into the team, and she was just saying some great things about them. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to their season. They've got a couple of games that they moved over to the T-Mobile Arena, so I believe some more tickets were available for that, because their season sold out. Like, the season ticket holders packages, they sold out.
They were very affordable too. The season ticket prices too. I think moving forward, we'll start seeing those tickets go up. And
I
up
think
and
they
up.
Went up a little bit this year, because we were looking at the tickets and we're like, well, that's a little out of our price range, but we're going to still make it to a couple of games for sure.
It's a party there at those games.
Yeah, and that is what's trending.
All right, here we go. It's time for Heads Up, and we're looking for caller 20 at 702-364-9400. Your caller 20, you're playing Heads Up, and check out this prize you're playing for.
We have for you a pair of tickets to see Daniel Tosh. He's going to be at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan Saturday night, and you are going to be there as well. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up. Pick your category, pick your partner, and if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you win the tickets. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's talk to Jennifer. Jennifer, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah.
All right, we've got these Daniel Tosh tickets for you right now. Which category do you want to go with? Do you want to go with speed limit, cough drop, hummus, leprechaun, or stars and stripes?
I think speed limit.
Speed limit it is. National Odometer Day was yesterday. So these are all things that are associated with cars, okay?
Ooh, okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'm going to try JC.
I think that's an excellent choice.
All right,
choice.
All
very
right,
good,
Jennifer.
Very good.
Here we go. We got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct and you win. And we start now. You put this in your car to make it go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ding.
Ding. Oh, yes. Ding. 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 You honk this.
Horn.
Yes. This is the back end of the car that folds down. If you're driving too close to someone, you might be doing this.
Tailgating.
Yes. This would open the car. You lift on this.
The hood. The door.
The name for a door. A door what? Handle, yes.
Handle.
This is what makes the car run. It's in the front of the car. You might have a big engine. And this is the rear. It comes out of it. It's smoke.
Trunk.
You got it. Say it.
Exhaust.
Yes. She cut out. That was a phone problem. But you got it. Congratulations.
Nice, Jennifer.
Woo-hoo! Nice job. You just got a pair of tickets to go check out Daniel Tosh at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on Saturday night. Congrats.
Oh, thank you so much. Yay.
Thank you, Jennifer. Hold on 1 second. We've got your tickets to go see Daniel Tosh again tomorrow morning with that early edition of Heads Up.
Coming up next, someone on this show is experiencing severe mom guilt. Why? What happened? That is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
All right, your name.
Taylor Swift, she finished night four of her Eras Tour in Paris, and she had a very special guest for that 87th show. We'll talk more about that coming up later this morning. Yesterday was Mother's Day. We hope all the moms out there had an amazing day. And near or far, wherever you are,
is that a song?
Your heart will go on.
Did you just drop Celine Dion on us?
Yeah, I did.
Titanic song? That was good.
If you weren't with your mom, I was not with my mom. I sent her a present and talked to her on the phone. And, you know, sometimes I feel bad that I'm not there. But, you know, I know she gets it. And I get it, too. My oldest daughter wasn't with us. But you, Steph, are feeling the mom guilt this morning.
Yeah, I'm feeling the daughter guilt for sure. And that's because we were texting back and forth yesterday. I was telling her happy Mother's Day, and that I apologize because her gift was going to come a little late. And her response to me wasn't something I expected. And maybe I'm reading into it too much, but let me know what you guys think. I said, "Hey, Mom, miss you so much. Your gift will arrive tomorrow." She goes, "I miss you more. More time with you is the greatest gift I can get. So how about after all of your weddings, we can spend some more time together?"
Aw, that's so sweet.
That's sweet, yeah.
I don't know why, though. It made me really sad. I felt really guilty because she knows that I have 6 weddings this year, and they all ranged literally from the beginning of January all the way till the end of December. And I've kind of told her, she's asked, "When see you? When can I see you?" I'm like, "I hate to say this, Mom. I really don't know. It's hard for me to have any personal time doing getaways because I have so much weddings." And so she threw that jab at me. I don't know if it's a jab, but she threw that remark at me, and I don't know why. It made me feel really guilty.
I think you're looking at it as a jab, but I don't think she meant it as a jab. I don't think she would intentionally kind of jab. I think that, like, we make those comments too. Like, you have a lot of weddings this year. Like, you do. It's just a fact. It's not anything by your fault. You got invited to a lot. So trying to navigate through this year, through that, I definitely don't think. I think your mom, of all people, is the last person that would throw a jab at you. Don't you think?
I completely agree. But Steph, did you say that to your mom? You didn't give her an actual, you said, "I'm not sure," because of all these, we didn't give her like a time frame.
I did.
You said, "Oh, I'm sorry, you know, Mom, all these weddings, I don't know when I can do it. I don't know when I can fit you in, Mom."
I don't know when I can fit you in my schedule.
She's in San Diego, right?
No, well, yeah, she's about 2 hours east from San Diego.
You can't do a weekend trip?
I don't know. I mean, with all the finances that I've spent on even just this last wedding, and I've been trying to tell James, when can we visit Mom? And he doesn't even know. Because
you go solo?
I can maybe go solo. I can try and do something like that. I really don't know when I can visit Mom. I really don't. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm getting this guilt and I'm like tearing up a little bit because I don't know when I can even make time for my mom. That's really sad.
What about this next weekend?
This coming weekend?
Yeah.
I can try and visit her. I have to get an oil change.
Oh, come on.
Okay, an oil change is what? $40?
About 80 synthetic.
We can get you a cheap, where are you going? We can get you a cheap oil change.
Yeah, it's a 5-hour drive. I could do that.
We can get you a cheap oil change. Yeah.
Is a 5-hour drive worth it to see your mom?
Absolutely.
Is $40 worth it to see your mom?
Absolutely.
Do it. Show us. You hear the best thing? I don't know if she listens online. I hope she doesn't.
She does.
Oh, dang. Well, tune out for a moment, please. just surprise her.
Yeah, surprises are amazing.
My mom would love the surprise. Be like, "What are you doing? I didn't plan this.
My house is a mess."
She's like me. I'm like her.
Oh, make it happen, Steph. Yeah. Let's make this happen.
You can make it happen.
You can do 6 weddings. You can see your mom.
I can totally see Mom. I can. I got to make it work, you guys.
We don't accept the word "can't" on this show. You can't use the word "can't."
That's right.
I will.
You saw Justin Timberlake this past weekend.
Yes.
Can't see your mom.
Made time for him. But now you're throwing in the jab. Stop it.
Left hook, right hook.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
Well, did anybody see the Northern Lights over the weekend?
No, I found out after the fact. I was so... Were people talking about this ahead of time?
Yeah, a little bit. I heard some rumblings of it.
I heard nothing about it. It was all said and done. I was so bummed I missed it.
Well, you may not be out of luck quite yet. Geomagnetic storm activity caused the aurora to spread from the North Pole as far as the deep south, and there were reports of sightings in Germany and Switzerland and China, England and Spain. The latest forecast from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration showed that the activity from another burst of solar radiation that started arriving at Earth yesterday could keep the aurora visible farther south than usual again tonight, so you may be able to see it tonight.
I'll be looking. Did you see it this weekend?
I did not. I saw lots of pictures.
Yes.
I didn't go out looking for it. I, you know, in my mind, I was like, oh, it's too bright here in Las Vegas to see it. There's no way I'll be able to see it. But then I saw everybody posting pictures. I'm like, oh, apparently you could see it.
Really? It went down around 11:30 or so? Is that when people could see it?
I don't remember. Yeah, I just saw like people talking about it. Go out tonight, you'll see the aurora borealis. And I was like, yeah, right, not here. And then next day, I was like, oh, whoops.
Yeah, completely missed it. I'm in that boat.
Yeah, you're not alone, that's for sure. Well, every spring, the Social Security Administration, they share the latest data on the most popular baby names in the country. It doesn't change much from year to year, but the 2023 list is out now. And I think there's some familiar names on there. What gets me is some of the new lists or the new names that are coming onto the list. But the top baby boy names of last year were Liam at number one, Noah was number two, and Oliver was number three. The top baby girl names last year were Olivia at number one, Emma and Charlotte. This is a new name on the list this year. Mateo comes in at number six, up from 11th in 2022. The Social Security Administration also says that the fastest rising names of the year for boys are... Okay, I hope I don't butcher any of these because I cannot figure some of these out. Izalel?
How do you spell it?
I-Z-A-L-E-L. Izalel? That's for a boy.
I like that. Izalel.
Chosen with a Z.
Chosen.
Chosen.
The chosen one.
Eden or Iden, E-I-D-E-N. Cassian and Kyron. Those are the fastest rising names for boys. The fastest rising girl names are Kaylee, spelled K-A-E-L-I, Alitzel, Emrin, Adhara, and Azari. Those are the fastest rising girl names.
Azari sounds like a very powerful name.
Azari.
This is your new boss. Her name is Azari.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm like, I'm sorry, Azari. I'd be scared. I think it's a good, powerful name to have. I would like that name. It's very beautiful. Some of these, I think that whenever you change a letter out from an S to a Z, it just makes it more powerful.
It really does.
You know?
Uh-huh.
It's like, even when you do things... Like, you know, when you write to some, my friend always texts me, like if I say, oh yeah, let's go do this. And she'll write, hells yeah, with a Z. I'm like, oh, she means business.
She is in. We've got Beat Mercedes coming up here in about 7 minutes. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm.
It is Minden Monday, and we have got your chance to win yourself a diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers worth $800. Our contestant is on the phone. Why is it doing this?
Is it?
There we go. Tammy, okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you? How was your weekend?
Oh, it was fabulous. I had the most amazing Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day
to
all of you.
Oh, happy Mother's Day to you, Tammy. This would be a great little cherry on top at the end of the weekend, an $800 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. What do you say?
Really?
All right. So
that would be awesome.
Okay, so I'm going to just send good vibes your way. I'm going to head out of the studio, and good luck to you, Tammy, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, Tammy, Mercedes is stepping out. Let me bring her studio down. So here's how the game works, Tammy. We're going to start a song, and as soon as you know it, just shout out, got it, got it, got it. We immediately stop the clock, and you have about 5 seconds to correctly identify it by artist and title. Now, if the song goes 20 seconds, we're going to stop that song automatically, and you got to give us something, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the next sound you hear will be the song. It'll be the contest, all right?
All right.
And the song starts now.
Give me a second, I need to get my
spots. Got it.
Okay, we stopped the clock at 5.6 seconds. Tammy, what do you have as your answer?
Young. I'm kind of like, oh my gosh.
Oh, you're right. It's there. I can tell, Steph, it's there. She has it
you're
in her mind.
You're so close.
She has
Tammy.
It in her mind. Oh, Tammy,
so
it's there.
Yes, it was my kids' song when they were 9 years old.
Oh, darn, gosh. It's for the kids, too. I'm going to bring
Mercedes. All right.
No, Tammy, hold on 1 second here. Hold on. Let's put Tammy on hold here and put it on hold. How are you doing right now? If you're driving to work right now and playing in the car, how quickly did you identify that song? Let's bring Mercedes back in here.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hello. Good.
good.
That was quick.
Tammy?
I'm nervous.
Tammy is fast. Let me write something down here. Okay, Mercedes, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
As soon as you know it, you know what to do. Shout out. Got it. And we'll stop that clock, okay? Your song starts now.
Give me a second. I need
got it.
Okay. We stop the clock at 4.7 seconds. Mercedes, what is your answer?
The song is by Fun. The song is God. When we were young? Wait. Hold on.
You're gonna need something here, Mercedes. In 5 seconds, need an answer.
When we were young.
Yes!
No!
We know. It's right. Actually, you're wrong.
Really?
What was your answer?
Fun when we were young.
Steph?
It's We Are Young.
Oh, what a technicality. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
So, Mercedes, you stopped the clock at 4.7 seconds.
Yes.
And you got it wrong.
I know.
Tammy.
Oh, gosh.
Tammy, who played this song all the time when her kids were young.
Uh-huh.
Stopped the clock at 5.6 seconds, and she had a brain fart. She couldn't get it.
Oh, no. Are you serious? We Are Young. No. The time I get it wrong, she didn't get it.
Tammy stopped it, and it was there. It was there. It's like Tammy knew it. She's like, Fling, and it just she just lost it when it came time to give the answer.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry, Tammy. The only good news is that the diamond pendant just got bigger. If no one beats me, even if I don't get it, it just gets bigger. So now it is a $900 diamond pendant. Courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jeweler.
See, she is beatable. You just got to get it right to beat
her. Yeah, someone could have beat me on that. Yeah, I got the title wrong. I was just having a hard time like, what is the name of this song anyway? I've heard it a million times.
So B Mercedes returns again next Monday with that $900 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. We've got Billie Eilish coming up here in a couple minutes. You want to be listening for a Billie Eilish song in the 9 o'clock hour. When you hear Billie in the 9 o'clock hour, be caller 20, and you'll get 2 tickets to Billie Eilish, Hit Me Hard and Soft, this listening party that's happening at AMC Town Square this Thursday. Mercedes, you brought this up, this party last week, and when you looked online, There were two tickets left, so I imagine there's no tickets left right now.
Yeah, I actually have to check, but yeah, she's doing the special AMC screenings. You can get a first listen of her new album. The new single that's going to be released is on Friday. It's called Lunch, but the whole album, all at one time, she's not doing like a single first and then the rest of the album. So you'll get a first listen and your chance to win coming up in the 9 o'clock hour this morning. So go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, speaking of artists, I was going to bring up Taylor Swift. She was in Paris over the weekend, and the last four nights she's done her show out there, and it was so cute because show number 87 was yesterday. I've been like live streaming. I got a lot of messages from people are like, how are you live streaming these shows? We want to watch. Is Taylor putting them out? No, it's literally this TikToker named Tess, and she is known for being like the Taylor Swift streamer lady. So she finds all the live streams. It's Tess Deer, T-E-S-S-D-E-A-R. She's known for finding all the live streams and then putting them up, and whichever quality is the best, that's the one you'll watch. If the quality becomes good or they turn off their stream, she'll find another stream and she'll put it up. And so I was like literally putting it on the television, watching it, and it was just, it was so good. And yesterday, Taylor had show number 87, and number 87, her boyfriend Travis Kelce was there, and it was so cute. She was like blowing kisses up into the stands, and like it was just, I don't know, I'm like so obsessed with it. I love the Tortured Poets Department, the new set that she's added to it. It's just a whole experience. But here's my question. Is it an experience for everyone? Like, you see people of all ages at Taylor Swift concerts, right? From young girls to grandmothers and grandfathers. It's really adorable. But at the Paris show, someone brought their baby into like the pit area, and the baby was sleeping on top of a coat on the floor in the pit. And people are like, okay, maybe that's where we draw the line. Do you think you should, are there certain places you feel like you should just not take babies to? And is maybe like a concert one of those places? If your baby is going to be sleeping on the floor of a concert, I feel like maybe there are better options for that child.
I think this is awful parenting. I'm looking at the photos. I thought it was in a carrier. I didn't realize it's even on a coat.
It's on the coat. That on a coat on the floor.
Maybe it looks like, what, 6, 7 months, some people are saying? That child is way too young to be at a concert. Do they have ear protectors on? All the sights and sounds that are going on? I'm sorry. Bad parents right there. If you couldn't get a sitter, you probably paid a lot of money for those. You paid a lot of money for those Taylor Swift tickets. But sorry, you can't bring a child that young to that show. I would have called it security. That's wrong.
I think it's just really irresponsible. And there are just some places where babies probably shouldn't go. I know that we once went to a really fancy restaurant in Colorado for my mom. It was my mom or my dad's birthday. I can't remember. And Sophie was a baby. And I was so hesitant on taking her here. I'm like, this place is a little too nice. My mom's like, she'll be fine. She'll be fine. Let's just take her. Well, we get there and literally she pitches a fit. Like she starts having one of those crying fits and there's nothing I can do. I get up, walk with her. Matt gets up. He walks with her. We can't calm her down. She's freaking out. And we left. I'm like, I'm sorry, but we are not going to put all these other people out listening to our crying child. And it's snowing outside, so we can't go walk her outside. Like we got to do something. So I'm like, we're going to have to go. And my mom's like, can't you calm her down? I'm like, literally have been trying. No,
it's not working, Mom.
It's not. And I just feel like sometimes really fancy restaurants, you shouldn't bring babies to. Let's talk to Myra. Myra, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are great. What do you think? Are there certain places you just should not bring babies to?
I absolutely think that the kids should not be brought into a casino. There's secondhand smoke. There's alcohol involved, drunk people get into fights. I've even seen little kids trying to play machine, which is not okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And the parents are allowing them to run through the casinos.
That's like that episode of Full House where Stephanie Tanner's like, let's try it. And then they hit the jackpot. It was like,
well, I thought you couldn't have kids in casinos. If a kid is on the casino floor, doesn't security step in?
You can
and
walk
say,
through with them.
You gotta be moving.
You just can't stop. Yeah. You know? I've seen like families where the kids are standing on the side and the parents are playing.
They should have like a waiting area for the kids.
And that family is me.
for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Bill, good morning. How you doing?
Good, good. How you doing?
We are great. You are in for the Mega Minute. You ready to do this?
We're ready. We're ready. Me and my son listen to it every morning. Oh, it's hilarious.
That's great. What's your son's name?
Drew.
Drew. Okay, tell Drew to shout out the answer if he knows it before you, because it'll count, okay?
Okay, got it.
All right, Phil and Drew, you got 60 seconds on the clock to get these 10 questions correct. Now, if you pass on a question or get one wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end. And the game, it starts now.
What is the small mythological green person associated with St. Patrick's Day? Yes, the pinky ring at the Bellagio Casino is a cocktail lounge created by what singer?
Oh, Pat.
Steve Harvey is the game show host for which show?
Family Feud.
Yes. Which bird is often associated with delivering babies?
A stork.
Yes. Big Girls Don't Cry and London Bridge are hit by which artist?
Oh, pass.
What is hummus made from?
Chickpeas.
Yes. I See Dead People is a line from which horror film?
Bruce Willis in the movie. I don't even know what it's called.
You want to pass?
Pass.
What country do the Mamma Mia movies take place in?
Italy.
No. Which Disney princess is known to wear a yellow dress?
Belle.
Yes, yes. How many signs are there in the zodiac?
12?
Yes, 12? Yes. The pinky ring at the Bellagio. Oh, darn it.
Phil, we try, man.
Phil and Drew, you guys, you made it through all 10 questions. Unfortunately, you had to skip a couple. The pinky ring at the Bellagio is a cocktail lounge created by Bruno Mars. Big Girls Don't Cry in London Bridge. Those are hits by Fergie. I See Dead People is a line from the movie The Sixth Sense. I feel like that was on the tip of your tongue. And then the country that the Mamma Mia movies take place in is Greece. Greece. Oh, I'm so sorry, Phil and Drew, but hang up. Call right back. And maybe if you're caller 20, you can win tickets to see Keith Urban. We've got him right now. His new residency at the Fontainebleau Las Vegas in October. Caller 20 gets the tickets at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, something really scary happened over the weekend to a celebrity you may know. The New York Police Department put out a report last week that an unarmed man was assaulted on Wednesday in Midtown Manhattan. And yesterday, it was revealed that the person that was attacked was Steve Buscemi. Did you see this?
I did, yes. It's scary stuff in New York right now.
Yeah, 66-year-old star was taken to the hospital with bruising, swelling, bleeding after being punched in the face by a random assailant. There have been no arrests right now, but the NYPD says that the investigation continues. The good news is that the statement from Buscemi's publicist said that he's okay and he appreciates everyone's well wishes, but there's just like random people going around New York City and punching people in the face for no reason whatsoever. You just get sucker punched while you're walking down the street. And I saw a TikTok of a lady that it happened to. She's like, I don't know. I can't believe what just happened. I just got punched in the face and the guy like ran away. It's so bizarre.
Laura was just in New York City last week for work and kind of gave her a heads up that this has been happening and nothing happened to her. But for me, being here in Vegas and knowing she's in New York City, that's kind of, it was kind of sitting in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. Like she's out and about walking from places to places and doing her thing and they didn't stop her from doing it. But you, how do you protect yourself from that? Just be fully aware when you're walking, because these people come out of nowhere and just sucker punch the person.
Well, what I saw earlier, this was before the Steve Buscemi one, so I don't know what his status was, but they were all people that were walking, looking at their phones.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if it's someone who has an issue with people walking and looking at their phones or what, but that's also a good way for them to be distracted and not see you coming. But yeah, I would fully be aware. And honestly, I would probably have pepper spray in my hand just the whole time I'm walking outside, just in case.
Someone comes up, you can see it, yeah.
Boom. Get them, at least slow them down so maybe the police can get them or whatever. But yeah, and learn how to duck.
Could you duck a punch?
I don't know.
I don't think I could. Even if I saw it coming. I tried.
Yeah, that's it's scary, though.
Laurie's going back. What do I do? Duck.
Duck, move out of the way, dummy.
Duh. So stay in there, duck, honey. Okay. Thanks, JC.
Punch back.
Yeah, exactly.
Also this morning, if your idea, it's the weather right now is perfect, don't you think?
Oh, it's
not too
weekend,
hot.
Yeah.
It's not too cold. Enjoy it while you can, because spending quality time outside is something we all need to be doing. The average American needs to spend 67 minutes outside each day in order to feel refreshed. It really does something to us. I mean, that's easy right now, but with things getting warmer, it's going to be a struggle to get your 67 minutes in the middle of July when it's 115 degrees out there. So how do you define feeling refreshed? About 2 in 3 people say being outside relaxes them, puts them in a better mood, helps them clear their heads, and being cooped up too much can deepen your feelings of depression and anxiety and loneliness. So they say it's really, really important.
You know what I'm loving? And I see it when I go on our runs. We do like a 2-mile run. We leave the neighborhood and we run through a park, and it's a nice little run. I see so many kids on these electric bikes. And they're out there, and some people think they're a nuisance. They're on the sidewalks. These two kids were rolling around in the park. But I see more and more kids, boys and girls, out there on them. And they may be a nuisance to some people, but I look at it. These kids are outside. They're doing activities outside. They're not inside playing video games or stuck in their house. They're outside being active, flying around on these bikes, doing their thing. I like seeing these things.
And then I totally agree with you. But I will say, like, I think the electric bikes thing kind of defeats the purpose of riding a bike.
Oh,
like,
totally.
That was like the whole thing when you were a kid and pedaling up. And then you find a hill, and then you get to go down it and coast down. Woo! Now it's like the bike does all the
they
work.
They go flying
them.
Up. These kids are
yeah, they don't have to worry about pedaling. Back in my day, we pedaled our bikes.
You got it, good kid. We pedal up this hill. And you have to zigzag up the hill to kind of break it up as well. It was our trick. Go left, right to kind of break up the steep hill we have to go up.
My dad would always, like, he had one of those 10-speed bikes, you know, that had the little gears on
yes.
it. And he would be like, downshift your gears. I didn't know what that meant. And so I was just, like, pulling a handle. And then all of a sudden, I start spinning my wheels. I'm like, there's nothing stopping me.
The chain would always come off at a 10-speed as well. And then you're just stuck right there. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, streaming live on the Odyssey app. Andy, how's it going?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are great. Did you have a good weekend?
Another 2 days off.
Andy called us, and he said that he had an issue and that he trusts our Mix listeners to give him some sound advice. And this is a little bit of a problem for you right now. What's going on? What happened?
So, I go to my doctor's office more often than other people do. Got checkups and blood work. And so throughout these last few years, I've been kind of talking to the receptionist and, you know, going back and forth because we see each other so often. And finally built the courage to ask her out. And she said yes. But now I wasn't like, ooh, wasn't what I was expecting. And I'm not so sure I want to ask her on a second date. She keeps texting me, and we're going to go out again. But I'm like, I'm not so sure. And the only problem is that, you know, I see her quite a bit, so I don't know how to handle this.
Oh, man. So Andy asks out the receptionist, good repertoire there. You go out. It wasn't so great. Without going into too much detail, you said it wasn't what you expected. Was it like a difference in personalities? Was it, did she annoy you? Did she not talk a lot? What happened?
The best way I can describe it is like, you know how you guys do Try It Tuesdays and you see like, ooh, that's going to look good, really delicious?
Yeah.
And you take a bite and you're like, ooh, do I take that second bite?
Oh, dang. Okay.
Andy, that's the best description of a date not going well. ever. You tried it and you gave it a thumbs down. Honest opinion.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes it's not what you expect. So the problem is now Andy has to continue going. You go more often than not and you see her every time. And she's been texting you. Have you just been kind of blowing her off right now? Or are you like, oh yeah, we'll do it at some point, but you're just not following up? How have you been handling that?
It's been more like really short messages. Okay, sure.
Oh boy. What does Andy do here? 702-364-9400. He's going to see her every time he goes in there. She wants to go out on a second date. Do you let her down and tell her it's not happening? Do you find a new doctor?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards that.
What do you do? 702-364-9400. Andy, hang on, because we've got a couple of callers already. Dale is on the phone. Hey, Dale, you're on with Andy. What do you think?
Oh, good morning. Andy got himself into a pickle.
I'll say. Yeah.
Probably three options here. He's either some long-term wedding plans, maybe.
That might be pushing
right
it.
One.
Okay.
Definitely a new doctor is on the options. Or you got to go extreme, second date, but make it really bad. Be that guy that's just a terrible date, and then she doesn't want anything to do with it again.
Oh.
Either way, you're going to have that confrontation every time you go in there.
Wow, Dale, I didn't even think of that. Is that something you would be willing to explore, Andy, going on a second date, making it terrible so she hates you, and then she doesn't want to go out with you again?
You know how hard it is for my insurance to prove a doctor?
Oh, man. Yeah, so we can't find a new doctor.
Oh, Andy, I think you have to. Good doctors are hard to find, and I get it. When you find one, you don't want to let it go, but to go in every single time, though, and face her and have this awkwardness?
Andy.
New doctor it is.
Hold on a second, because we're getting calls. Joey, he has some advice for you, and Naomi wants to give you some advice from the ladies' perspective.
Oh, very nice.
We're going to talk to them and take more of your calls coming up next. 702-364-9400.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is still moving.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Andy is still on the phone. Hey, Andy.
Hello.
Hey, okay, so you called earlier. You have a bit of a situation. You asked out the receptionist at your doctor's office, went out on a date with her, didn't go as you had hoped it would go, and now you don't know what to do. And the issue is what? She's continuing to reach out to you?
Yeah, she's asking me we're going to go on that second date that she had so much fun, and I'm like...
Gosh.
Be reciprocated.
Well, and it's a problem because Andy has to go to the doctor pretty often for blood work, checkups, stuff like that. So we're getting a lot of calls, Andy. Let's talk to Joey. Joey has some advice for you. Joey, good morning. You're on with Andy. What do you think?
Morning, morning. Did he say he didn't like the popcorn shrimp? He's in trouble. Bite and didn't like the popcorn shrimp. He's got to man up and tell her he don't like to want to go on another date, or same as you guys said that, you know, he needs to find a new doctor. Either way, he's kind of screwed.
So, and how do you tell them that? Like, you're going to see her over and over again still. So how do you say that in a nice way, Joey?
Oh my goodness, you're beautiful, but I'm not interested. I got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, that's perfect.
Andy, is that doable?
That makes sense, but my God, I feel like she's going to take it the wrong way regardless, and I might not get the right results back when I get my blood work.
Andy, she's not the one doing the blood work, is she? Because if you upset her, she might not be able to find that vein next time, and next thing you know, you're getting poked and prodded a little extra.
Well, she's the receptionist.
But she does have my address.
Financial information. We all know that the receptionist runs the company.
Yep.
She knows everything. Let's talk to Naomi. Naomi has a female perspective. Hey, Naomi, you're on with Andy. What do you think?
I don't even know what he was thinking. You would never, ever, ever ask somebody out who has access to your personal information. They even have access to your emergency contact. I mean, why?
Oh, no.
Sorry, Mom.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix
94.1.
Okay, Shelby, you are in for Heads Up.
Nice.
You ready to do this?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, we've got a couple of tickets for you to Concert Week. You pick your concert, over 5,000 shows to choose from. Which category do you want? Do you want to go with Grillin' Time, Ray of Light, Top Gun, Good Night's Rest, or Forest?
Good Night Rest.
Good Night Rest. May is Better Sleep Month. So these are all things that are associated with sleeping, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Let's do Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Shelby, 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct and you win. And you got to start now.
Sometimes this for kids is like really early. It's this.
Bedtime.
Yes. This is when, not a nightmare, but a good nightmare.
A dream.
Yes. This is, some people may put this on their face so the light doesn't peek in.
A night mask, a sleeping mask.
Yes. This is Serta. This is
Hello.
Tempur-Pedic.
Mattress.
Yes. This, some people play these to give you sounds of ocean waves and
white noise.
What is the thing called that it comes out on?
A noise machine.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And some people may put these so they don't hear anything. They may stick these in
Yes.
You got it. Congratulations.
Nice. Woo. Thanks.
Way to go.
That was great. Shelby, you're all set with a pair of tickets to your choice of a participating $25 all-in concert ticket for Live Nation's Concert Week. Congratulations. Now, next hour, be listening for us to play a Billie Eilish song. When you hear it, be caller 20, and you'll get two tickets to Billie Eilish's Hit Me Hard and Soft, her exclusive listening event at AMC Town Square this Thursday. So next hour, when you hear Billie Eilish, be caller 20. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. You can't be
shit. Mix 94.1, that's Hozier with Too Sweet. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. Sometimes you make a recommendation and the recommendation is great, but Vegas is a small town.
Oh my
and
gosh.
You never know who's gonna who you're gonna meet. What happened?
We got a friend of ours, her name is Julia, and she's in the process of looking for a new OBGYN, and Laura recommended her doctor to Julia. Laura loves her doctor, an amazing man. Well, she went to this doctor, and mid-exam realized how small of a town Las Vegas is.
Oh, no. Is she on the phone?
I have her on the phone.
Hi, Julia.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. So you go to see a new OBGYN that was recommended to you by Laura, and then what happened? You found out that Vegas is a small town. What happened?
Yeah, so I've grown up here and, you know, I'm mid-appointment, just small talk, everything like that. And I realized that I went to high school with his daughter.
Oh, gosh.
So that was interesting and quite a surprise for me.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. So how did that conversation go after that?
Well, I kept it to myself. I didn't want to be like, hey, you know what? I know your daughter. So we finished up the appointment and everything. But unfortunately, I'm still out here searching for an OBGYN because that was just a little too close to home for me.
Oh, you can't overlook that one. You can't say, you know what?
I don't know.
I didn't know her that well.
Well, then here's the thing. I think Julia has this track record with OBGYNs because you were telling me something happened on Halloween a few years ago.
Yes. Yeah, so this is a different OBGYN. She's now retired, but I had just happened to have an appointment on Halloween. So, you know, I come in, it's early in the morning, I'm not thinking anything of it, and I'm, you know, sitting in the exam room ready to be examined, and all of a sudden, my gynecologist walks in as Maleficent, and she has her MA with her dressed as Jessie from Toy Story. So, as the exam's going on, all I can see is her headdress with the Maleficent horn under the sheet as she has Jessie from Toy Story taking notes. And I just sat there and was like, is this real life right now? Is Maleficent giving me a pelvic exam.
And Jesse's like, you've got a friend in me.
On the notes, listen to Maleficent. It was a Disney exam.
Oh my gosh. I mean, some people make fun of me for being a Disney adult, but I gotta say, that sounds like the best pelvic exam ever. I'm like all for it.
Mercedes, like, sign me up. Where do I find this lady?
I mean, if you end up bringing in like Snow White as the blood work technician, I'm all for it. Wow.
That is a great experience.
You get there and the fairy godmother weighs you. This is my kind of place.
Goofy's the receptionist. Come on in, everyone.
You ready? It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, so Oprah is speaking out about diet culture. She did this live stream for Weight Watchers last week, and she said she really regretted her participation in just the toxicity of diet culture over the years. She says that she admits she's been a major contributor to it. She says, I cannot tell you how many weight loss shows and makeovers I've done, and they have been a staple since I've been working in television. One of her biggest regrets, though, she says, was when she brought 67 pounds of animal fat on stage during the Oprah Winfrey show to show how much weight she herself had lost. She says that it sent a message that starving yourself with a liquid diet set a standard for people watching that no one could uphold, really. The very next day, she said, she began to gain the weight back. It was basically starvation through protein shake. She said that she has learned she's got to do better, and that's what she's kind of made it her mission to be more transparent with people and talk about that stuff.
Well, good for her for being transparent. I remember when that episode, when that happened, when she brought out all that fat, and it was very moving, like, scene. It was like shocking to see that much stuff there on stage. And when she brought it, I didn't realize she lost the weight just by not eating and pretty much starving herself leading up to that. That's not healthy.
I mean, skinny does not equal healthy.
Mm-mm.
I think at this point in 2024, we can all agree to that, right? Skinny does not mean that you're healthy. There's just so much more to it. Body chemistry is such an interesting thing. And just because you weigh, 95 pounds doesn't mean that you are healthy. On the other end of things, sometimes I feel, it's a catch 22. You're too big, you're this. You're too small, you're this. It's like,
it's never good enough
for society. That's why you just got to be comfortable in your own skin and accept that you're doing the best that you can. That's all you can do.
And sometimes it's the hardest thing too.
Yeah.
It's to just, accept that you are and be comfortable with who you are. And once you get to that point in your life, it's a great feeling, but even so, once you do get to that point, there's some times where you doubt yourself and don't feel great in your own skin.
To me, it's like, I just don't want to try to be the healthiest version of myself that I can be. Are there other things I can do that I'm not doing now? Absolutely. Am I trying every day? Absolutely. But I'm doing my best,
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
That's all I can do. I started doing? I've been doing it now for about, I don't know, maybe a month and a half now, is every Saturday I have French toast, and every Sunday I get a double stack of pancakes from IHOP, and it is so good. Like, before, I used to be very strict with my diet, and now I want to reward myself more and enjoy things in life.
But yeah,
simple thing as pancakes.
And that's great, but like, don't make it be a reward. You're just living life. Like, don't make food be a reward, because that's where things get dicey. You know what I mean? Are you actually going to the IHOP by your house?
No, I haven't delivered.
Oh,
it's my treat. It is my treat. It is.
You're missing out on the IHOP experience.
I know. I love IHOP. There's the IHOP in Summerlin, which is fantastic. But it's every Sunday I order it up, and it's a double stack of blueberry pancakes.
You're probably paying like three times the amount.
I don't want to talk about the price. I don't want to talk about it.
It's a treat. You said, it doesn't matter. Yeah. The penny pincher in me, though, is like, well, plus delivery fees and then tap.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to my mom yesterday. I was driving home and going back home, and the pancakes were on the way. And I said, I got IHOP pancakes waiting for me at the house. And she's like, oh, they sell them at the store? What, are you putting them in the toaster? I'm like, no, I ordered it from IHOP. She's like, what? Why'd you go pick it up? I'm like, it was convenience, and it's my treat. It is my reward for the week.
Yeah, you're not cheap like some of us. I like find any way I could save money. We have a hotel booked for an upcoming little weekend, and I booked it non-refundable because it, I just wanted to make sure in case we cancel, I could do, or no, I booked it refundable.
Refundable, sure, yeah.
And so now it's like set in stone. We're going to help Sophie move back home. It's set in stone. So I call them. I'm like, yes, I'd like to change my reservation. They're like, the dates? I'm like, no, I'd like to change it to non-refundable. And they're like, okay. I'm like, isn't it cheaper? And they're like, why, yes, actually it is. It's about $50 a night cheaper. I'm like, book it.
Heck yeah.
Like, we're in. And so I ended up saving money that way. To hold it non-refundable, or hold it refundable, book it non-refundable.
That's a great hack.
Yeah. So and now I'll give you my IHOP pancakes trick here. Okay. Just go in. Just go in.
It is my, trust me, I save pennies anywhere I can. No, I try to save money. That is, I don't drink anymore. That is my reward for the week. That is my reward.
I think you're helping someone who delivers food out by doing that. I totally am joking. You're contributing to someone's paycheck, which is a nice thing.
And good pancakes.
There's always a good way to look at it.
Oh my God, those pancakes are so good. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. It is Monday, and that means it is time for Jerk or Justified. Is this person being a jerk, or are they totally justified? If you ever have a situation you want us to handle here, you can send us your dilemma, you DM us through social, or you can email us through our website at mix941.fm.
This comes from Diane. Hi, Mercedes and JC. I'm reaching out with a dilemma that's causing a significant strife between my ex-husband and me. Since our divorce, he's been allowing our 18-year-old son to drink when he visits on weekends. He argues that teaching responsible drinking habits at home is akin to the French approach.
Akin.
Akin. It's akin.
I'm like, akin?
That's your son the next morning, akin with a headache from drinking.
Yeah, right?
It's akin to the French approach and will lead to responsible adult behavior. However, I'm deeply concerned about the message this sends to our son. I believe it's reckless and sets a dangerous precedent. Am I justified in my anger, or am I overreacting? Hopefully you can address this on air. I'm eager to hear everyone's perspective on this matter. And it's signed, Diane.
Is Diane being a jerk, or is she justified in how she feels here? On the other side of the coin, what about her ex-husband? Is he a jerk for letting their son drink? He's 18 years old. What do you think? 702-364-9400. Annette, welcome to Jerk or Justified. What do you think?
Hi. I definitely think that mom is justified. I think, 21 is perfectly fine to start drinking and creating possible dangerous bad habits. Somebody I love, who I, absolutely love, is dealing with alcohol issues, and it's just really hard. So, when I heard about this story, I just feel like there's a time and a place, and when he's 21, if he wants to drink, then that's fine. But until then, don't create bad habits.
You're like, this is something they need to wait for until they're 21. My parents let me take sips of their drinks before I was 21. Not going to say what I may or may have not have done when they're not around. But I will say that I've also let my kids take a sip. Like, you guys want to taste this champagne? And they taste it. The thing is that alcohol is just like not an issue for them. Like, they don't even care because it's not like something that's taboo or anything.
Mm-hmm.
They both hate the taste of it. They're both like, ew, it's disgusting. But I do kind of understand the European way, where it's just like, this is just a part of our meal. And, it is what it is. It doesn't make it something that is like, ooh, we're going to do this behind our parents' back. Now, that being said, that's just how it's worked in my family. And I'm not saying that needs to happen for everyone's family. Let's talk to Maddie. Maddie, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. It's a case-by-case basis. I really think, it depends on the precedents that the parents set. Listen, if the parents drink responsibly and show responsibility doing that, then maybe it's going to be okay. But listen, if your parents are boom pound, I don't think it's going to turn out well.
Yeah, I think you're right. And on this situation, how is this guy letting his son drink? Is it like he's getting like completely annihilated every weekend that he goes there? Or is it like, hey, do you want a beer? Do you want to take a mm-hmm. sip of my beer? Like, you have to wonder, what do you think?
I don't think there's an issue with what the dad is doing with the son. If he's having a glass of wine or something, and like you had as a kid, Mercedes, or as a teen, had a couple glasses of wine with your parents, I don't see that being the issue. The issue I see, though, is him not respecting the ex-wife. If the ex-wife says, I don't want our son drinking alcohol, and he's like, too bad, that's the issue. Whether it's right or wrong to let your son drink is a different story. I think he needs to respect his wife and her wishes. They need to come to a common meeting ground. If she has a huge issue with this and doesn't want the son drinking, then the father needs to respect those issues of the ex-wife. They're both still the parents. And I think they need to be on the same page on this, whether they allow him to drink or not drink. I think they got to be on the same page. And because he's not listening to his ex-wife, I think he's being a jerk and she's justified.
Well, do you think, though, that, I mean, a conversation needs to be had mm-hmm. about it more so, or just because she's like, I'm against it, the answer is no. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm looking at a lot of the comments we're getting on Facebook. Jillian has a really interesting comment. She wrote, I don't typically comment, but my son joined the Marine Corps at 17. I was a very strict parent, and a wise old friend told me that it is best that he should know what drunk feels like in a controlled environment rather than out in the real world with a bunch of young Marines. He needs to learn his limits and when to say no, and the best way to do that is in a controlled environment, and I completely agree. The hardest thing to do is to let go. A lot of people are saying it's best to learn your limits in a safe environment, and maybe being at home is that environment.
I can see that. Oh, 100% see that. My issue is the dad not respecting the mom, and I think they need to hear her out, and they need to come to a common ground. I think, yeah, I had a couple drinks. I started drinking when I was 18 at parties and stuff. It comes down to responsibility, too. Your son, you could teach your son his limits, but then when he gets out in that social situation, is he going to have the willpower to say no if he doesn't want to go to a party, or is he going to have the social pressure to go out and party?
Or maybe he's not interested because he's like been there, done that. You
good
know
point,
what I
yeah.
mean? Velma, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, I think she's a jerk. I mean, I don't see a problem with it if they're doing it in front of you. When they're 18, though, not younger, 18.
18's the limit for you. And I get that. Like, it's 18 in Mexico. It's weird that they can go to Mexico and it's fine for
them. Is it 18 in drinking?
I thought it was 18
really?
In Mexico. Yeah. And then,
wow.
And is it, Steph?
Yeah, Steph is saying it. She's like, absolutely.
Yeah. And I want to say it was that way in Europe, too. So in this area, you can. In this one, you can't. It's just really tricky, and it's a personal decision, but I agree with you. Both parents have to be on the same page on that one.
But it is funny, though, too. You get, like, if the person who said her son's entering the Marines right now at the age of 18, you can go serve our country, you can die for our country, but you can't have a beer
yeah,
here in our country.
Don't drink.
Don't do that. Diane, keep us posted on how things develop with your ex-husband and your son. And if you got a situation for jerk or justified, you can submit it at our website, which is mix941.fm.
Taylor Swift.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mix 94.1, that's Hozier with Too Sweet. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. Sometimes you make a recommendation, and the recommendation is great, but Vegas is a small town, you never know who's gonna who you're going to meet. What happened?
We got a friend of ours. Her name is Julia, and she's in the process of looking for a new OBGYN. And Laura recommended her doctor to Julia. Laura loves her doctor, an amazing man. Well, she went to this doctor, and mid-exam realized how small of a town Las Vegas is.
Oh, no. Is she on the phone?
I have her on the phone.
Hi, Julia.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. So you go to see a new OBGYN that was recommended to you by Laura, and then what happened? You found out that Vegas is a small town. What happened?
Yeah, so I've grown up here and, you know, I'm mid-appointment, just small talk, everything like that. And I realized that I went to high school with his daughter.
Oh, gosh.
So that was interesting and quite a surprise for me.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. So how did that conversation go after that?
Well, I kept it to myself. I didn't want to be like, hey, you know what? I know your daughter. So we finished up the appointment and everything. But unfortunately, I'm still out here searching for an OBGYN because that was just a little too close to home for me.
Oh, you can't overlook that one. You can't say, you know what?
I don't know.
I didn't know her that well.
Well, then here's the thing. I think Julia has this track record with OBGYNs because you were telling me something happened on Halloween a few years ago.
Yes. Yeah, so this is a different OBGYN. She's now retired, but I had just happened to have an appointment on Halloween. So, you know, I come in, it's early in the morning, I'm not thinking anything of it, and I'm, you know, sitting in the exam room ready to be examined, and all of a sudden, my gynecologist walks in as Maleficent, and she has her MA with her dressed as Jessie from Toy Story. So, as the exam's going on, all I can see is her headdress with the Maleficent horn under the sheet as she has Jessie from Toy Story taking notes. And I just sat there and was like, is this real life right now? Is Maleficent giving me a pelvic exam?
And Jessie's like, you've got a friend in me.
On the notes, listen to Maleficent. It was a Disney exam.
Oh my gosh. I mean, some people make fun of me for being a Disney adult, but I gotta say, that sounds like the best pelvic exam ever. I'm like all for it.
Mercedes, like, sign me up. Where do I find this lady?
I mean, if you end up bringing in like Snow White as the blood work technician, I'm all for it. Wow.
That is a great experience.
You get there and the fairy godmother weighs you. This is my kind of place.
Goofy's the receptionist. Come on in, everyone.
You ready? It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, so Oprah is speaking out about diet culture. She did this live stream for Weight Watchers last week, and she said she really regretted her participation in just the toxicity of diet culture over the years. She says that she admits she's been a major contributor to it. She says, I cannot tell you how many weight loss shows and makeovers I've done, and they have been a staple since I've been working in television. One of her biggest regrets, though, she says, was when she brought 67 pounds of animal fat on stage during the Oprah Winfrey show to show how much weight she herself had lost. She says that it sent a message that starving yourself with a liquid diet set a standard for people watching that no one could uphold, really. The very next day, she said she began to gain the weight back. It was basically starvation through protein shake. She said that she has learned, she's got to do better, and that's what she's kind of made it her mission to be more transparent with people and talk about that stuff.
Well, good for her for being transparent. I remember when that episode, when that happened, when she brought out all that fat, and it was very moving, like seeing. It was like shocking to see that much stuff there on stage. And when she brought it, I didn't realize she lost the weight just by not eating and pretty much starving herself leading up to that. That's not healthy.
I mean, skinny does not equal healthy. Mm-mm. I think at this point in 2024, we can all agree to that, right? Skinny does not mean that you're healthy. There's just so much more to it. Body chemistry is such an interesting thing. And just because you weigh, 95 pounds doesn't mean that you are healthy. On the other end of things, sometimes I feel, it's a catch 22. You're too big, you're this. You're too small, you're this. It's like, it's never good enough for society. That's why you just got to be comfortable in your own skin and accept that you're doing the best that you can. That's all you can do.
And sometimes it's the hardest thing too.
Yeah.
It's to just, accept that you are and be comfortable with who you are. And once you get to that point in your life, it's a great feeling, but even so, once you do get to that point, there's some times where you doubt yourself and don't feel great in your own skin.
To me, it's like, I just don't want to try to be the healthiest version of myself that I can be. Are there other things I can do that I'm not doing now? Absolutely. Am I trying every day? Absolutely. But I'm doing my best,
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
That's all I can do. I started doing, I've been doing it now for about, I don't know, maybe a month and a half now, is every Saturday I have French toast and every Sunday I get a double stack of pancakes from IHOP. And it is so good. Like before, I used to be very strict with my diet. And now I want to reward myself more and enjoy things in life.
But yeah,
simple thing as pancakes.
And that's great, but like, don't make it be a reward. You're just living life. Like, don't make food be a reward. Because that's where things get dicey. You know what I mean? Are you actually going to the IHOP by your house?
No, I haven't delivered.
Oh,
it's my treat. It is my treat. It is.
You're missing out on the IHOP experience.
I know. I love IHOP. There's the IHOP in Summerlin, which is fantastic. But it's every Sunday I order it up, and it's a double stack of blueberry pancakes.
You're probably paying like three times the amount.
I don't want to talk about the price. I don't want to talk about it.
It's a treat. You said, it doesn't matter. Yeah. The penny pincher in me that was like, well, plus delivery fees and then tap.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to my mom yesterday. I was driving home going back home, and the pancakes were on the way. And I said, I got IHOP pancakes waiting for me at the house. And she's like, oh, they sell them at the store? What, are you putting them in the toaster? I'm like, no, I ordered it from IHOP. She's like, what? Why'd you go pick it up? I'm like, it was convenience, and it's my treat. It is my reward for the week.
Yeah, you're not cheap like some of us. I like find any way I could save money. We have a hotel booked for an upcoming little weekend, and I booked it non-refundable because I just wanted to make sure in case we cancel, I could do, or no, I booked it refundable.
Refundable, sure, yeah.
And so now it's like set in stone. We're going to help Sophie move back home. It's set in stone. So I call them. I'm like, yes, I'd like to change my reservation. They're like, the dates? I'm like, no, I'd like to change it to non-refundable. And they're like, okay. I'm like, isn't it cheaper? And they're like, why, yes, actually it is. It's about $50 a night cheaper. I'm like, book it.
Heck yeah.
Like, we're in. And so I ended up saving money that way. To hold it non-refundable, or hold it refundable, book it non-refundable.
That's a great hack.
Yeah. So now I'll give you my IHOP pancakes trick here. Okay. Just go in. Just go in.
It is my, trust me, I save pennies anywhere I can. I try to save money. That is I don't drink anymore. That is my reward for the week. That is my reward.
I think you're helping someone who delivers food out by doing that. I totally am joking. You're contributing to someone's paycheck, which is a nice thing.
Good pancakes.
There's always a good way to look at it.
Oh my God, those pancakes are so good. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. It is Monday, and that means it is time for Jerk or Justified. Is this person being a jerk, or are they totally justified? If you ever have a situation you want us to handle here, you can send us your dilemma, you DM us through social, or you can email us through our website at mix941.fm.
This comes from Diane. Hi, Mercedes and JC. I'm reaching out with a dilemma that's causing a significant strife between my ex-husband and me. Since our divorce, he's been allowing our 18-year-old son to drink when he visits on weekends. He argues that teaching responsible drinking habits at home is akin to the French approach.
Akin.
Akin. It's akin.
I'm like, akin?
That's your son the next morning, akin with a headache from drinking.
Yeah, right.
It is akin to the French approach and will lead to responsible adult behavior. However, I'm deeply concerned about the message this sends to our son. I believe it's reckless and sets a dangerous precedent. Am I justified in my anger, or am I overreacting? Hopefully you can address this on air. I'm eager to hear everyone's perspective on this matter. And it's signed, Diane.
Is Diane being a jerk, or is she justified in how she feels here? On the other side of the coin, what about her ex-husband? Is he a jerk for letting their son drink? He's 18 years old. What do you think? 702-364-9400. Annette, welcome to Jerk or Justified. What do you think?
Hi. I definitely think that Mom is justified. I think, you know, 21 is perfectly fine to start drinking and creating possible dangerous bad habits. Somebody I love, who I, you know, absolutely love, is dealing with alcohol issues, and it's just really hard. So, you know, when I heard about this story, I just feel like there's a time and a place, and when he's 21, if he wants to drink, then that's fine. But until then, don't create bad habits.
You're like, this is something they need to wait for until they're 21. My parents let me take sips of their drinks before I was 21. Not going to say what I may or may have not have done when they're not around. But I will say that I've also let my kids take a sip. Like, you guys want to taste this champagne? And they taste it. The thing is that alcohol is just like not an issue for them. Like, they don't even care because it's not like something that's taboo or anything.
Mm-hmm.
They both hate the taste of it. They're both like, ew, it's disgusting. But I do kind of understand the European way, where it's just like, this is just a part of our meal, and you know, it is what it is. It doesn't make it something that is like, ooh, we're going to do this behind our parents' back. Now, that being said, that's just how it's worked in my family, and I'm not saying that needs to happen for everyone's family. Let's talk to Maddie. Maddie, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. You know, it's a case-by-case basis. I really think, you know, it depends on the precedents that the parents set. Listen, if the parents drink responsibly and show responsibility doing that, then maybe it's going to be okay. But listen, if your parents are boom-pound, I don't think it's going to turn out well.
Yeah, I think you're right. And on this situation, how is this guy letting his son drink? Is it like he's getting like completely annihilated every weekend that he goes there? Or is it like, hey, do you want a beer? Do you want to take a mm-hmm. sip of my beer? Like, you have to wonder. What do you think?
I don't think there's an issue with what the dad is doing with the son. If he's having a glass of wine or something, and like you had as a kid, Mercedes, or as a teen, had a couple glasses of wine with your parents, I don't see that being the issue. The issue I see, though, is him not respecting the ex-wife. If the ex-wife says, I don't want our son drinking alcohol, and he's like, too bad, that's the issue. Whether it's right or wrong to let your son drink is a different story. I think he needs to respect his wife and her wishes. They need to come to a common meeting ground. If she has a huge issue with this and doesn't want the son drinking, then the father needs to respect those issues of the ex-wife. They're both still the parents. And I think they need to be on the same page on this, whether they allow him to drink or not drink. I think they got to be on the same page. And because he's not listening to his ex-wife, I think he's being a jerk and she's justified.
Well, do you think, though, that, I mean, a conversation needs to be had mm-hmm. about it more so, or just because she's like, I'm against it, the answer is no. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm looking at a lot of the comments we're getting on Facebook. Jillian has a really interesting comment. She wrote, I don't typically comment, but my son joined the Marine Corps at 17. I was a very strict parent, and a wise old friend told me that it is best that he should know what drunk feels like in a controlled environment rather than out in the real world with a bunch of young Marines. He needs to learn his limits and when to say no, and the best way to do that is in a controlled environment, and I completely agree. The hardest thing to do is to let go. A lot of people are saying it's best to learn your limits in a safe environment, and maybe being at home is that environment.
I can see that. Oh, 100% see that. I just, my issue is the dad not respecting the mom, and I think they need to hear her out, and they need to come to a common ground. I think, yeah, I had a couple drinks. I started drinking when I was 18 at parties and stuff. It comes down to responsibility, too. Your son, you could teach your son his limits, but then when he gets out in that social situation, is he going to have the willpower to say no if he doesn't want to go to a party, or is he going to have the social pressure to go out and party?
Or maybe he's not interested because he's, like, been there, done that. You
good
know
point,
what I
yeah.
mean? Velma, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, I think she's a jerk. I mean, I don't see a problem with it if they're doing it in front of you. When they're 18, though, not younger, 18.
18's the limit for you. And I get that. Like, it's 18 in Mexico. It's weird that they can go to Mexico and it's fine for
them. Is it 18 in drinking?
I thought it was 18
really?
In Mexico. Yeah. And then,
wow.
And is it, Steph?
Yeah, Steph is saying
it.
She's like, absolutely.
Yeah. And I want to say it was that way in Europe, too. So in this area, you can. In this one, you can't. It's just really tricky, and it's a personal decision, but I agree with you. Both parents have to be on the same page on that one.
But it is funny, though, too. You get, like, if the person who said her son's entering the Marines right now at the age of 18, you can go serve our country. You can die for our country, but you can't have a beer here in our country. Don't do that. Diane, keep us posted on how things develop with your ex-husband and your son. And if you got a situation for Jerk or Justified, you can submit it at our website, which is mix941.fm.
Taylor Swift.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. It is Monday, and that means it is time for Jerk or Justified. Is this person being a jerk, or are they totally justified? If you ever have a situation you want us to handle here, you can send us your dilemma, you DM us through social, or you can email us through our website at mix941.fm.
This comes from Diane. Hi, Mercedes and JC. I'm reaching out with a dilemma that's causing a significant strife between my ex-husband and me. Since our divorce, he's been allowing our 18-year-old son to drink when he visits on weekends. He argues that teaching responsible drinking habits at home is akin to the French approach.
Akin.
Akin. It's akin.
I'm like, akin?
That's your son the next morning, akin with a headache from drinking.
Yeah, right?
It is akin to the French approach and will lead to responsible adult behavior. However, I'm deeply concerned about the message this sends to our son. I believe it's reckless and sets a dangerous precedent. Am I justified in my anger, or am I overreacting? Hopefully you can address this on air. I'm eager to hear everyone's perspective on this matter. And it's signed, Diane.
Is Diane being a jerk, or is she justified in how she feels here? On the other side of the coin, what about her ex-husband? Is he a jerk for letting their son drink? He's 18 years old. What do you think? 702-364-9400. Annette, welcome to Jerk or Justified. What do you think?
Hi. I definitely think that mom is justified. I think, 21 is perfectly fine to start drinking and creating possible dangerous bad habits. Somebody I love, who I, you know, absolutely love, is dealing with alcohol issues, and it's just really hard. So, you know, when I heard about this story, I just feel like there's a time and a place, and when he's 21, if he wants to drink, then that's fine. But until then, don't create bad habits.
You're like, this is something they need to wait for until they're 21. My parents let me take sips of their drinks before I was 21. Not going to say what I may or may have not have done when they're not around. But I will say that I've also let my kids take a sip. Like, you guys want to taste this champagne? And they taste it. The thing is that alcohol is just like not an issue for them. Like, they don't even care because it's not like something that's taboo or anything.
Mm-hmm.
They both hate the taste of it. They're both like, ew, it's disgusting. But I do kind of understand the European way, where it's just like, this is just a part of our meal. And, you know, it is what it is. It doesn't make it something that is like, ooh, we're going to do this behind our parents' back. Now, that being said, that's just how it's worked in my family. And I'm not saying that needs to happen for everyone's family. Let's talk to Maddie. Maddie, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. You know, it's a case-by-case basis. I really think, you know, it depends on the precedents that the parents set. Listen, if the parents drink responsibly and show responsibility doing that, then maybe it's going to be okay. But listen, if your parents are a booze hound, I don't think it's going to turn out well.
Yeah, I think you're right. And on this situation, how is this guy letting his son drink? Is it like he's getting like completely annihilated every weekend that he goes there? Or is it like, hey, do you want a beer? Do you want to take a sip of my beer? Like, I, you know, you have to wonder, what do you think?
I don't think there's an issue with what the dad is doing with the son. If he's having a glass of wine or something, and like you had as a kid, Mercedes, or as a teen, had a couple glasses of wine with your parents, I don't see that being the issue. The issue I see, though, is him not respecting the ex-wife. If the ex-wife says, I don't want our son drinking alcohol, and he's like, too bad, that's the issue. Whether it's right or wrong to let your son drink is a different story. I think he needs to respect his wife and her wishes. They need to come to a common meeting ground. If she has a huge issue with this and doesn't want the son drinking, then the father needs to respect those issues of the ex-wife. They're both still the parents. And I think they need to be on the same page on this, whether they allow him to drink or not drink. I think they got to be on the same page. And because he's not listening to his ex-wife, I think he's being a jerk and she's justified.
Well, do you think, though, that, I mean, a conversation needs to be had about it more so, or just because she's like, I'm against it, the answer is no. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm looking at a lot of the comments we're getting on Facebook. Jillian has a really interesting comment. She wrote, I don't typically comment, but my son joined the Marine Corps at 17. I was a very strict parent, and a wise old friend told me that it is best that he should know what drunk feels like in a controlled environment rather than out in the real world with a bunch of young Marines. He needs to learn his limits and when to say no, and the best way to do that is in a controlled environment, and I completely agree. The hardest thing to do is to let go. A lot of people are saying it's best to learn your limits in a safe environment, and maybe being at home is that environment.
I can see that. Oh, 100% see that. I just, my issue is the dad not respecting the mom, and I think he needs to hear her out, and they need to come to a common ground. I think, yeah, I had a couple drinks. I started drinking when I was 18 at parties and stuff. It comes down to responsibility, too. Your son, you could teach your son his limits, but then when he gets out in that social situation, is he going to have the willpower to say no if he doesn't want to go to a party, or is he going to have the social pressure to go out and party?
Or maybe he's not interested because he's, like, been there, done that. You
good
know
point,
what I
yeah.
mean? Velma, good morning. What do you think?
Hi. I think she's a jerk. I mean, I don't see a problem with it if they're doing it in front of you. When they're 18, though, not younger, 18.
18's the limit for you. And I get that. Like, it's 18 in Mexico. It's weird that they can go to Mexico and it's fine for
them. Is it 18 in drinking?
I thought it was 18
it really?
In Mexico. Yeah. And then,
wow.
And is it, Steph?
Yeah, Steph is saying it. She's like, absolutely.
Yeah. And I want to say it was that way in Europe, too. So it's just this. In this area, you can. In this one, you can't. It's just really tricky, and it's a personal decision, but I agree with you. Both parents have to be on the same page. on that one.
But it is funny, though, too. You get, like, if the person who said her son's entering the Marines right now at the age of 18, you can go serve our country. You can die for our country. But you can't have a beer here in our country. Don't do that. Diane, keep us posted on how things develop with your ex-husband and your son. And if you got a situation for Jerk or Justified, you can submit it at our website, which is mix941.fm.
Taylor Swift.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.